The outset, I would like to convey to our Peruvian colleagues our deepest condolences on the tragic death of Ambassador Ana Cecilia Gervasi, a dear friend and colleague. I also take this opportunity to congratulate Ambassador Paul Beckers for assuming the post of president of the 71st session of the UNCTAD board, and I wish to assure you of Ukraine's unwavering support for your mandate. Dear colleagues, I'm addressing you today on the third year of Russia's full-scale war of aggression against Ukraine. The war, which has already resulted in devastating humanitarian, economic, and environmental consequences, both for Ukraine and for the entire world. Russia's aggression has led to the disruption of traditional trade routes and supply chains, price growth, aggravation of humanitarian, financial, and energy crises, artificial food shortages. Ukraine is one of the top producers and suppliers of food in the world. Ukraine's contribution to the global food market in 2021 was equivalent for providing food for about 400 million people. About half of the wheat needs of the World Food Programme were purchased in Ukraine. Today, we continue to faithfully fulfill our duties as a reliable partner in providing food supplies to all those in need, despite the ongoing war of aggression. The Grain from Ukraine humanitarian initiative, launched by President Zelensky in November 2022, remains an indispensable mechanism in addressing global food insecurity, providing emergency response to the most vulnerable populations, and alleviating suffering in areas facing conflicts and food price increases. More than 30 countries and international organizations joined this humanitarian program. In 2023-2024 marketing year, Ukraine exported almost 70 million tons of grain, oilseeds, and oil, including to the countries which need it most. In particular, we managed to increase wheat exports to Africa by 41% and sunflower oil exports by 153%. Egypt, Indonesia, Tunisia, Libya, India, Algeria, China have received Ukrainian grain. Within the Grain from Ukraine initiative, we have supplied more than 228,000 tons of wheat and flour to Somalia, Ethiopia, Kenya, Yemen, Mauritania, Nigeria, Sudan, Djibouti, Mozambique, DRC, and Palestine. These supplies allowed to ensure food security for 8 million people. Discussions are underway for potential supplies to Haiti, Chad, Cameroon, Tanzania, and other states. In particular, Ukraine has decided to assist Zambia and Malawi within this initiative to alleviate the consequences of this year's devastating drought. All this was achieved primarily due to the restoration of some logistics through the ports of Ukraine's Odessa region. Ukraine and its partners are committed to establish additional logistic hubs, supply chains for ready-to-consume products, and undertake other steps to improve efficiency and ensure uninterrupted supply of food commodities. We will also continue to improve our logistics routes along the solidarity lanes to counter Russia's permanent threats to world food security. Over the past 2 years, Russian military has destroyed 280 port infrastructure facilities in Ukraine and significantly damaged Ukraine's agriculture production. We deploy in the strongest terms the deliberate and indiscriminate military attacks by Russia on merchant ships along their route to and from Ukraine and on our civilian port facilities in the Black and Azov Seas. Just on 12 September, Russia again targeted a cargo of wheat for Egypt with a missile. We stress the necessity to fully respect international humanitarian law during armed conflicts at sea so that commercial navigation, which ensures global food security, especially in third countries suffering from hunger, is not interrupted or hampered. Mr. President, the Russian-made ecological disaster, such as an intentional destruction of Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant in Ukraine or same river poisoning, will have far-reaching and long-term negative consequences, not only for Ukraine, but for many countries of the world. Ukrainian fertile agricultural lands are substantially contaminated with Russian mines and explosive substances and remnants of war. We develop necessary national demining strategies to counter this threat. We call upon the countries to assist us in fostering Ukraine humanitarian demining efforts through financial support, supply of equipment and personnel training, and call on demining operators to increase their presence in Ukraine. Mr. President, at the Global Peace Summit held on 15-16 June in Burgenstock, Switzerland, the participants from all continents expressed strong commitment to cooperate in restoring Ukraine's capacities in agricultural production and logistics with the aim to maintain global food security. Food security and environmental safety represent important elements of Ukraine's peace formula aimed at achieving comprehensive, just, and lasting peace in Ukraine. We call upon UNCTAD members to join global diplomatic efforts rooted in the respect for the UN Charter and international law with a view to achieving this goal. Putting an end to the Russian armed aggression against my country is essential for ensuring global food security and implementing Sustainable Development Goal 2, which aims to end hunger and improve nutrition. We call upon all countries to redouble their efforts to meet this goal. Recognizing the important role UNCTAD plays in delivering solutions to current and long-term challenges facing multilateral trading system, we also call upon the countries to combine efforts in order to prevent Russia's attempts to destabilize world trade, security, and rule-based order. Our responses must be fully and firmly rooted in the respect for international law and the UN Charter, which are the only safeguards of each country's peace, security, and sustainable development. I thank you.